You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Friday is going pretty well. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And it is funky. Appreciate you, Fig, for doing a little bit of that.
I was wondering.
Were you?
I always like that funky Friday.
I try throwing in once in a while. I don't want to burn everybody out.
You want to burn me out?
I try throwing in there once in a while.
You get burned out on funk, you got a problem.
Hey, it's a lot of people probably
on
the set.
That's a you problem.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's fair. Appreciation again to B. Scott from Hiram Clark sitting in with us for the 11 o'clock hour. And coming up in this hour, mind you, a University of Houston ticket giveaway, 4-pack to see U of H take on Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. So, of course, always keep it locked here on Sports Radio 610. But I did want to have this conversation about C.J. Stroud and what he saw, like from his perspective at camp yesterday, because there's a couple of things I thought were notable. And then also you had a question that I wanted to get into. But before we get there, I found this to be interesting because were you at all wondering about what the offensive line is at this point? I think we feel pretty confident that it's locking in
to
place,
last
right?
Week, pretty much.
It feels like
actually
that.
When I went to the Panthers game, I'm like,
how do you know?
All right, if that's the line, that's the line.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if the one that we'd seen the week before is the offensive line for the Panthers game, because really that was the last chance, because we're not going to see the starters on Saturday.
I'd be shocked, especially with how much work the ones got on a Thursday.
A great day, too.
2 days before that game happens.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them breaking out some of these starters. But I mean, obviously, we'll ultimately see, and I think that's why one of the main reasons why, well, not main reasons, but one of the big reasons why it's always important to check in with the Texans countdown with Sean and Seth starting at 9 tomorrow, 9 a.m. that is.
But a lot of ball caps on the sideline tomorrow.
100%, 100%. Yeah. But let's check in with C.J. Stroud. This is what he was talking about with the physicality of the offensive line, and a lot of people were saying, oh, I think he gave the game away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. It's a pop every time, you know, the ball snapped. I thought, you know, it starts with Jake. You know, Jake has done a good job of IDing things, and him and Lakin are like the first ones to kick it off. Ed's right there. Titus is right there. Taylor, it's a group that's a lot of dogs, man. So I'm really happy that, you know, that we're able to run the ball like we have, because that opens up everything else.
It's set, right?
I mean, it's funny how he felt like he just gave away the star lineup right there.
But to be fair, that's the line that was in front of him at that practice that he's then talking after. So it very well could be that. But also the level of confidence that I think he shows says something. And really, it's worth noting, as much as in my mind, Eddie Ingram's been like this is the finishing piece. Mm-hmm. Something that you've been watching since day one, that center position. What's happening there?
Yeah.
I think that he gave the game away on that. Like, and of course, again, we found level of stability. You haven't seen Jarrett Patterson with the ones in a little bit. But him talking about not only has Jake Andrews been there, setting calls, Because it really did feel like, mm-hmm. at least in my imagination, and of course, what you've kind of settled into your mind is not always reality in the circumstance. But in my imagination, I'd said on the idea of C.J. Stroud is getting so much put on his shoulders now. He's going to be the man that is, you know, behind the controls. He's going to have all of the reins in his hands to make all of the calls. And no, the center is still making some calls. Mm-hmm. And Jake Andrews, your center, your quarterback, who, again, is really taking on more of the responsibility, saying he's doing a good job from what I'm seeing right behind him. I think that matters a good amount.
Well, actually, that's the quote right there. The what CJ said right there. Sometimes you hear something and it makes you ask a question that you bring to the class, you know, that you bring to this show. And that's the one that did it, because I think Jake Andrews has earned the right because of what he does between the years as much as he does between the other two guards.
Why do you say that?
Because you just heard him. You heard him right there that it's a tandem effort in terms of identification, blocking assignments, that making sure that C.J. Stroud can be able is able to, you know, help receivers make the calls, make audibles, which is not a word that we've used. You know, we haven't used the word audible in a couple of years.
Thanks to the Shanahan offense. Like, that's part of the way that works. And obviously the shift in offenses has given him the opportunity, CJ, that is, to have more of an ability to shift out of things.
So that's the line. That's what we fully expect week one. And it made me ask that question. Is CJ Stroud ready? Sometimes the simplest question is the one that's most important. Is he ready to go into week one? Because that's it. You know, they're gonna have some practices, but we're not gonna have any real good litmus test, so to speak.
You know what the dumbest reason why I feel like yes is? Mm-hmm. And of course I decide to start here rather than the smartest reason. deal with it. Did you see, and I'm sorry, Fig, I should have asked you to get this mm-hmm. audio, but I was like, fine. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw this. I was scrolling Instagram yesterday and I saw a video of CJ Stroud on the podium mm-hmm. or in front of the microphone. And it's not him answering a question. It's him saying to Tyleek Williams, his teammate at Ohio State, and obviously now the first round pick mm-hmm. of the Lions to be a defensive tackle there. He told him, shut up, fatty, in the middle, and he's like, you know, that's my teammate.
I actually heard it cutting up the audio.
You're like, what happened
who is he calling a fatty?
And funny enough,
he mentioned that in
the comments on that Instagram post, someone was like, oh, there's an audio clip for Sports Radio 610. And I imagine they were like, oh, here, they're going to knock on CJ. I actually think that this very much shows the personality that it feels like we were almost robbed of seeing this offseason with CJ mm-hmm. for good reason. You know, he was in the lab, he was working, he's grasping this new offense that Nick Haley's putting before him. It's fun to kind of see him get back to some of that more fun, even talking about the hat, right? Like the Mariners, you saw him having fun. And in my mind, and again, I said this is the dumbest reason why, in my mind, I'm like, oh, he's settling back into the fun. Remember, we heard him talk at one point. He didn't sound like himself. Mm-hmm. He sounded like there was a lot going on in the brain. He sounded more like himself again, which to me kind of means that he might be settling into all of this and feeling a level of domain over all of it.
I swear to God.
Am I reaching too far?
I swear to God, we didn't talk about this before.
Are you for real?
That was one of my reasons. That was one of my reasons. Is C.J. Stroud ready? We're seeing C.J. Stroud. You know, and you're not comfortable. I mean, when you show that, you know, how comfortable you are just as yourself, I think it reflects how comfortable you are with other things. Hell, any business, anyone listening to us, until you, like, when did you know that you settled into your job? When you could be yourself, you know?
Figgy, might throw a couple jokes in a little bit.
Yeah. Figgy, I think it fits you, it fits me, it fits Reggie, it fits the show.
Rip your boss a little bit.
It fits anyone listening.
Poke a little fun.
Yes, but it's not just like you can poke a little fun. Like, you're so comfortable with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis that you can actually show who you are. And I swear, we didn't talk about this. That was one of my big reasons why I think, you know what, there's still a long way to go. And, you know, I've said it multiple times. It could be 4, 5, 6 weeks into the regular season before he fully has a grasp of it. But I think him being himself shows he's ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not the dumbest reason.
Not the dumbest reason.
Or if it is, we're both in the dumb boat together.
Big fat dummies.
Go ahead and cut that one up, Figgy. I need that one for later. But no, I thought that was a huge thing when it came to that. And then also to answer that question, do I believe CJ is ready? As ready as he's going to be. But I think I still keep going back to the Panthers game and that play that we talked about. We've talked about it. We heard Nick Caserio mention it when he was on with Payne and Pendergast earlier this week. That play where you have spacing and everybody's running those kind of like 7-yard hooks. And then Nick Chubb comes out of the backfield and he sits down about 5 yards. And you can see CJ go through his progressions instantaneously, really quickly. Left, nobody's there. Right, nobody's here. Here's my third. Drop it off without hesitation, without delay, getting through your progressions. That seems to really fit what they want from him. He looks like he was settled in it as much as you can be as you're managing the pocket and doing all these things quickly. I think that that's going to be very important and vital for him in this because it's different than what he was dealing with last year. Shout out to Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer. I was reading that piece that he wrote about CJ getting the reins of the offense, and he was talking about how in a Shanahan offense, the idea is all the answers are supposed to be laid out for you. And, you know, if there's a blitz coming, we're not sliding protection. We're not changing what's happening. You just have a hot. And there was a lot of instances where CJ was trying to go quicker, and you just couldn't go quick enough for what was happening there. I think you've seen him even be speedier than that year with also better protection. I think that probably bodes well for his ability to
now,
handle
I have
this.
Two other reasons that I think he's ready. And then one thing, I should say, that kind of gives me pause. So I'm going to ask you about that.
Fair enough.
But two things that also make me believe that C.J. Stroud is ready. We wanted the offensive line to be set by this point in the season.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I kind of wanted it earlier. But, well, yeah, sure. I hear you.
But it had to be set by now. You know, they had to have 2 weeks, you know, of working. D'Amico Ryan said it.
Yeah, it still couldn't be no competition now.
There couldn't be any questions. Couldn't be any
competition.
That would have
been a little scary.
Couldn't be any, oh, maybe him.
Scary. We're still trying to figure some stuff out right now.
I don't think so. We couldn't be in this position. You know, earlier we were, you know, early in training camp, we couldn't be in this position still wondering who's the left tackle, who's the right tackle, who's the center. You know what? We're not. It's set, and that tells me not only is it set, I think there's a confidence with Jake Andrews that they can work in tandem in unison to kind of make those calls and go forward in the regular season. So that's one reason.
You just heard it. CJ just expressed it.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other one that I think he's ready, I'm not going to say it's going to be hell on wheels, but I think you have a running game. I think you have some running backs in Woody Marks and Nick Chubb that can give you that confidence that it's not just going to be CJ Stroud running for his damn life back there, you know?
Yeah, and again, highlighting that one audio clip, the reason why he started talking about those offensive linemen is because he was talking about the physicality. Mm-hmm. Now, he was asked about it, but he's like, I like it. And he's giving you each and every guy on the line, right? There is no weak link running-wise. It feels like they're all bringing the level of physicality that has been required of them from Cole Popovich and Nick Cayley, and that also you would want to see that from them. So, like, I think that is fair to some degree. However, the caveat I continue to throw up there, where we've had the opportunity to see with our own eyes, I'm going to say Panthers team, that their defensive line isn't all that great. And then maybe you consider that first game or whatever, but I don't know how much you can do that with the amount of, you know, moving around and shaking that's happened on that line. And then, of course, the consideration that, look, the games are going to happen with teams throwing out their full arsenal. They're opening up their book. And then when teams also have an opportunity to get tape on you, what's going to happen? And so the one question that I would ask, and it's even less about CJ himself, but it's just there's going to be, with you being in that saddle, with you having more of the responsibility, you also now have to give Nick Cayley your eyes from the ground, and probably I imagine this is more collaborative. He's going to try and find answers along with Nick Cayley and Jerry Shaplinsky and Jariah Johnson. I think all of them, I think it's probably going to operate more like a circle of trust of sorts. Shout out to Payne and Pendergast. In finding answers. And one of the things that's apparent, especially with the offensive line, we were talking about this. It feels like they see something, they need to figure it out, and then find the answer. It feels like there's going to be a lot of that during the course of the season. Is he ready for the mental task of that?
Well,
I don't think we'll have an answer for that until we see him in the season.
I'm glad you brought that up because as much as I think he's ready, and I just gave up, you know, three reasons why, is there anything that gives you pause? Because there is one thing that gives me a little pause here in terms of getting into LA and the first part of the season. You know, we heard CJ Stroud talk about it. I don't know if it's in cut one or not when he's talked about, he was asked about the practice. And he's like, well, we started out kind of slow. You know what kind of slow was? There were reports yesterday about running for his life back there, an interception. You know what? Those plays count in a real game. They count. You know, it's not just like, hey, you know, we had a slow start, but we brought it around. No, that slow start might have been an interception and a couple of sacks. That might have turned the game.
Can I spin forward that negativity, though? Yeah. And I don't disagree because, again, I want to make that clear. You're right. Those are going to be the plays that matter. Who are we talking to? Like, yeah. C.J. Stroud knows those plays matter because he had a whole hell of them. He had a metric bleep ton of those last year. And I think even the criticism that I threw up there is that, you're going to have a lot of mental load this season of trying to figure out, hey, how do we make this adjustment? What's the right way to go about this along with the brain trust and the circle of trust that we were talking about? I can also talk about there was a lot of mental load just getting through last season. I imagine that he's like a rubber band. He's had some stretch to him last year. So I do think that he might be steeled a little bit more to the adversities that are going to come this year inevitably with the growing pains of being more at the helm of this offense.
No, I totally agree. And like I said, my big point is here, I think he's ready for the reasons I gave. What gives me a little bit of pause is, let's say this wasn't a joint practice, but it was a real game with the scoreboard lights on, and he throws a pick and gets sacked a couple of times in the first quarter. Okay, what does that spell? We got confidence in the defense, but what does that turn into, you know?
And then are you still able to get to the explosives or things that you might need in a game where you might have to come back? Because, 8-3-2, keep the change, move, and offense. It's not always sexy, but it's effective.
I agree.
It is when you have the right game scripts. Are you going to be in situations where you need to go get it out the mud of sorts? Mm-hmm. Again, that's conversations for us to have more going forward. But I think the baseline is, it feels like for a training camp with CJ, where CJ Stroud, your starting quarterback, who you're usually very confident about, you had to answer some questions. Those questions feel largely answered for CJ here, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, largely answered. I'll put it this way. I'm much more confident about CJ Stroud running this offense going into the regular season today than I thought I would be.
And I just can't agree with you here, 713. CJ softer than Roseanne's son. I just can't agree with you.
Who is that Lil Wayne on the Tesla?
Yeah, right? But also, I mean, a man that was standing back there just taking all them knocks and continue to step back into that space, I don't know that I want to start calling him soft personally. Mm-hmm. You can do what you want. I am not your daddy or anything of the sort. But I want you to remember, though, that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up next, let's get our lunchtime confessions here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, so I know y'all are going to probably groan when I say this, but I'm going to give the kids listening some advice that I probably shouldn't give
them. Okay. All right. Gather round.
Kids, this is the advice. Now, as a parent, I wouldn't say this, but you're not my kids.
That is correct. Unless your kids are listening.
Nah, they're all grown. Who cares?
Okay, fair enough.
Kids listening, I'm going to give you some advice that I probably should not give, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's why this is Confessions. So yesterday, our boss, Parker, walked into Figgy's studio. And what'd you say, Figgy? Oh, no, I'm going to get written up.
Oh, yeah. I do that every time you walk this way.
Kidding, of course. But it led to the discussion off air. And I want
that
to
you're now bringing
air.
On air.
So, yeah. Kids, whenever someone says these two terms, you're going to get written up or it's going to be on your permanent record.
Permanent record.
It's BS.
Wow. That's the wrong. What a terrible role model.
I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to do whatever I want around here.
Well, now there are certain companies, and I'm guessing this one is one of them, if they write you up and then they, you know, they write you up enough time.
Oh, yeah, it adds up. Yeah.
It adds up, and maybe you can be in trouble. But the main thing I'm talking about is the permanent record. Schools use it all the time. That's going to be in your permanent record. Has anyone anywhere in the history of history seen an actual permanent record?
No, because I was a good kid.
No, there is no such thing.
I was just a good Christian boy.
Well, see, they used to always tell us it's going to be hard for us to get in college and all that.
It'll be on your
permanent
record.
I thought that was true. I wasn't
they
sure.
No thing. It's a fallacy.
I feel like you're sending people up to fail right now.
Yeah.
Well, I told you it's not good advice. I would have told my kids, oh, it's going to be on your permanent record, but they're not my kids.
So you mean the fights and all that stuff?
Oh, that's on your permanent record, Figgy.
Lopez is basically saying that's the boogeyman.
It's a fallacy.
See, that's he why said that's myth. Elf on a Shelf.
See, that's why I quit high school, man.
Have you ever,
like my permanent record.
Has anyone listening to us ever gone to a college or a trade school or a job after high school and they said, we were going to hire you, but we saw something on your permanent record?
Actually, he's saying that, but please do. 713-572-4610. Yeah. Text
hey, back in ninth grade, you got in that fight with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Either if you have something.
You suspended for 10 days.
Sixth grade, you didn't go to the right lunch period.
Or
is on your
you were late
record.
For class that day.
And anything, like a job out of high school, trade
Wait,
school,
on.
College. Has anyone ever felt the repercussions of something being on your permanent record?
From the 713, yes, exclamation point, hand to God.
No way.
I've held my permanent record in my hands.
No.
They basically said, on my mama. Look at that. Look at that, John Lopez.
It's a myth.
In your face.
Oh, my kid.
It's a myth. There is no such thing as... Like, in fifth grade, they used to scare the hell out of me, man. Like, oh, wow, you do that, it's going to be on your permanent record. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Ninth grade, whatever. Like, Figgy's talking about, you know.
From the 281, I was interviewed for my VP position. They reference that I talked back to my third grade teacher for my permanent record.
That it was on your permanent record.
That's right. You got to be careful, man.
Where is this vat of information that is a permanent record?
On the dark web, clearly. Yeah.
I do feel like it could be some permanent records for your job in a job setting.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think that's going to affect you going elsewhere.
I'm talking about school. I'm sure you guys are in the same boat. It used to scare the hell out of me. Oh my gosh, they're threatening to put that on my permanent record?
Wait, all right. How much do you buy this as a theory? They're clearly leaning into your idea that the childhood permanent record don't matter. But from the 512, they said they train you with the permanent record so that you're ready for your credit report and background checks.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe.
I feel like they might be training you for life, the felonies and the misdemeanors permanent record, because those permanent records are real.
Teachers, counselors, principals, vice principals. I'm talking to you now. Do these exist? You can tell.
We really need this.
It's just us. Just us talking here. Do these things really exist?
Of course.
I think the answer is no.
The hilarious part is that Lopez goes, kids, teachers, principals, and all of them at school right now. Literally all of them are at school right now.
Yeah, one of them might be on a break or something like that. Right. Or the kids might be listening on the Odyssey app.
Them kids definitely be in school with them AirPods in, so maybe.
If you're a kid, 713-5724, text in if you listening at lunch.
You're going to mess around and have that. Their phones confiscated at school. Oh, we in a mixtape now. That happened real quick. I have to confess, I have to be honest, I have never been so emotionally moved about a place closing that I knew I was never going to return to.
Hmm.
And shout out to the Houston Chronicle and shout out to my fellow West Side, Southwest folks of Houston, because y'all know the place I'm talking about. Funplex.
Oh, okay.
Over there in A-Leaf. Apparently it is closed for good out there, and seems like they closed for like renovation at some point. And the thought was that they would open back up later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no later this year. They're making it known.
You got some memories?
I've got a ton of memories. Whether it was on that big old Ferris wheel that they had inside, mm-hmm. go-karts, playing NFL. Actually, it is Funplex where I realized that I don't like NFL Blitz.
Oh, yeah?
As a game. Like, I get people enjoyed it, but like, It was a little too cartoony for me. I'm like, what you mean he just torpedoed from across the field and tackled me and then blew my character up? How did that work? But yes, so like there, you know, I've had birthday parties and stuff there. So no, Funplex was
skating. My kids were not.
Movies.
Yeah.
Your kids were not like Funplex or just generally?
They did other stuff. They did, you know.
Do you remember Celebration Station?
Yes, they did Celebration Station.
I did Celebration Station too. But all of that, like, you know, of a certain age. And I think the emotions hit me when I found out Funplex was going because of that. But then also, it felt like, damn, there goes another part of my youth. Because the thing that always hits me, and I know tons of people do this. You ever driving down the South Loop and look over at that big old patch of grass right across from NRG and the Astrodome, and like, damn, well, they took it away from me.
They
took Astroworld away from me. And so now here I am. Funplex is another one that they took away from me. And like, again, I had no plans of going back in there. In fact, I was texting with a friend of mine yesterday, and she was like, yeah, I actually went like 3 years ago. And I was like, how was it? She was like, mid. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably what I would expect. It would kill the nostalgia for me. And yet and still, sad that it's not there.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I got a real quick, this is a sidebar confession right here. I feel like my family have no clue what I do for a living because my mother right now is FaceTiming me.
Oh, Lord. Hey, how and, are
you? Yeah. I low-key want to answer it, but that won't be good for radio.
No.
But here's my real confession. So yesterday in the Mid-State, we talked about the radioactive shrimp that was going on. And I got to confess, man, I'm a little worried because I don't think my wife knew about this story. And the last 2 days, what did I have for dinner? I had something with shrimp.
From where?
For the last 2 days. So we do like a meal prep thing where we order. It's a company that give you the meals.
Oh, you talked about that.
You can sue them if you need to. You're good.
No, see, this is the scary part.
If you ever start developing gills, just sue that company. All right.
But see, this is the scary part though, because it's like a local company. So I'm know for damn sure they ain't getting the top notch shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they probably going right to Walmart.
They're going to Walmart.
Getting that cheap brand. Like it's hard. What was the shrimp you said?
Gulf shrimp is what you
mean. I guarantee you they're not getting that.
They're
shrimp.
They're not getting Gulf shrimp.
I guarantee you they're going for that great value. and I had this shrimp the last
You're
2 days.
Like, I ain't eating it.
Yeah, I'm like, damn it. Like I would let it go if it was I only had it one time or something like that. But I had it 2 days in a row, man. So I'm like, man, I probably got that radioactive
explains
something.
Why your pupils are green.
That's right. I was wondering what was happening with your skin, bro.
Let me see if I can fly off the building or something, man.
All right, so can I ask you, gentlemen, and honestly, all you listeners, because obviously we heard it yesterday in the mixtape, as you mentioned, that there was some radioactive shrimp, there was a recall on Great Value, and to be fair, they said that it didn't actually make it to consumers, that they were just being safe. Has that, in the last 24 hours or whenever you learned about this story, did this at all make you reconsider eating shrimp outside of what you were just talking about here?
Yes. The first time, because when I seen the story a couple days ago. I didn't bring it up on the Mid-State until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had shrimp at that time. So I'm like, it's cool. It's one time. So, you know, it shouldn't do much. And then after I left here and popped that dinner in the microwave.
Yeah.
She said, here you go.
It was shrimp and salmon.
I'm like, damn, second day in a row.
I wasn't being like, you know, contrary or whatever. I didn't even think about this, but I did have shrimp last night. I had shrimp last night. So now I'm nervous about, you know, developing a twitch or something.
And see, if I was at a restaurant, I probably wouldn't have an issue with it.
Because we got Spaghetti Western. Good place.
Really? Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's probably no issue. But for the simple fact, it's this locally owned meal prep company.
Yeah.
And I know they're not getting the top-notch shrimp.
Yeah,
I'm sure they probably doing all
this. Keep the price down.
Exactly. They probably going right to Walmart. Let me get the cheapest shrimp I can find.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's probably great value.
And just real quick side note, you reminded me of this, Reggie, when you were talking about Funplex and your youth and all that.
Hit me again.
I don't know why it reminded me of this. Did you see what happened yesterday that White Castle is coming to Texas?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife that.
They're going to start.
Oh, she a White Castle
fan? She is the biggest White Castle fan. Every time we go back to Ohio, we got to drive to White Castle. And it's further out at Cleveland, too.
And White Castle at the restaurant is a million times better than what you can buy.
Oh, that's 100%.
It's
I don't even consider that White Castle. Yeah, the stuff that's in the freezer department over in the grocery store?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not the same.
All right, so we're just going full food talk. Apologies. We will get back to sports here in a second. But one of the things I realized when In-N-Out came to Texas was the food quality was just different because they had different sourcing.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have any belief that that's going to factor in at all? Or y'all think we're going to get white quality, like the quality White Castle here?
Ooh, the Midwestern.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think we'll get the quality. It's a very unique thing. It has to come from White Castle. You know, the little small, are they? They're not square, that's Wendy's. But the little small burgers and all that
the
stuff.
Young car.
Yeah.
The little sliders.
The onions. Man, the onions on White Castle.
They good. The last time we went to Vegas, they had one there.
Yeah.
We stood in line for White Castle, man. I never had to stand in line for no damn White Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, 832, I'm sorry I had to do it to you, but at least we can do this together as Houstonians. From the 832, they said, hearing about Funplex is kind of depressing. That was my weekend home.
Mm-hmm.
My first time going to a club was at Funplex called The Zone.
The Zone.
Man, yeah, at least we have this moment together, friend. At least we have this moment together. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, remember, we got a U of H ticket giveaway for the game between U of H and SFA that's happening on August 28th. So you want to listen to this, but also you want to get involved. 713-572-4610. It should be a revelatory weekend for the Astros. What do you hope to see, and what will we see, especially with the pitchers that are on the mound versus the Orioles? We'll do that next. It's one of my favorites, by the way. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Friday is going well. We are having a ball jump in with us, 713-572-4610. As we're gearing up for the weekend, man, and one of the big things in the weekend outside of Texans preseason game 3, which, of course, you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 610 at noon, 9 a.m. is when Texans Countdown gets going with Sean and Seth. There's also some college football, which I know for me personally, I'll be very invested in because there's a Big 12 conference matchup in week 0 in Dublin. I'm still not very happy about it, but that is a top 25 matchup, the only on the day. So I imagine that if you're a college football fan, that should be entertaining and of itself. But if you're an Astros fan, this is going to be a huge, I think, telling weekend for the Astros. And so what do you hope that you'll see this weekend? Well, also, what do you think that you'll see this weekend? Because those are not always the
same. That's a tough one. The thing about last night, and not to just harp on that game, we talked about it earlier, but it made you feel good. It made you feel like, okay, they finally broke out of this. Then you kind of like, is it real or not? Because it was a different cast of characters, you know, kind of an unusual thing. Jesus Sanchez goes 5 for 5.
That's right.
You know who's never gone 5 for 5 or gotten 5 hits? I think gotten 5 hits as well. Jose Altuve.
Really?
He's gotten 4 hits like 20, 30 times. I don't think he's ever gotten 5.
Is that for real?
I was going to say that's the one person that probably did go 5 for 5 at one point.
That's what I thought. Huh. That's what I looked it up. I don't think he might have gotten 5 hits somewhere like in a
But never went 5 for 5.
Never gone 5 for 5.
I'm calling shenanigans. I don't believe you. I'm going to the internet.
He's never gone 5 for 5. And he may not have ever gotten 5 hits. And Jesus Sanchez goes 5 for 5. So it was kind of a weird.
So Jesus Sanchez, greater Astro of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
Clearly, that's how this is done.
What it's illustrating is how weird and unusual it was, and the cast of characters that were creating, the rallies and all that. So you felt good about the win, and it leads to the point that you're making. The question you're posing is, you know, what do you hope and what do you think? Well, obviously, you hope you get more of that. And the promising thing is this is a squad that has gotten a lot of production out of, you know, not the usual suspects. So maybe that's a sign that they're getting back on that train, so to speak. But what I expect to see and what I hope to see are two different things right now, because I don't expect this to be like flipping the switch, you know, especially with the pitchers on the mound. I think that's the wild card. They might get some more runs. They might score 3 or 4 runs, you know, in these games. Is 3 or 4 runs going to be enough?
Because depending on the pitcher that you have out there, you have some guys that you could say yes to. And oddly enough, Jason Alexander feels like one of those guys, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. But typically, I would say Hunter Brown. I actually don't know about Frommer anymore. Like we're seeing some tough outings for him of late. But Yeah, I don't think that's going to
be. And he's not pitching this weekend.
No, he's not. This weekend, and thank you for reminding me, this weekend you got a trio of Lance McCullers Jr. is tonight versus, well, they're all versus the Orioles, obviously. And then Saturday is Christian Javier, the third time around for him since he's come up from the IL. And then Spencer Arrighetti. And all of these guys are the ones that you were looking at outside of Luis Garcia and J.P. France as the reinforcements to come up and help solidify your rotation. And I am still looking for solidifying the rotation the first. Like, I'm looking for the very first one of those who stands to do that. I think the one that I most believe in being the capable of doing that is Christian Javier. And so what I hope to see from him, give me a solid six. Give me a reasonable, like, I can understand you give me, like, you know, two runs scored, maybe three runs scored, but, like, look like you have command of stuff. Like, that is what I hope to see, and I believe that that is a reasonable thing to ask of him. The other two get really dicey because Arrighetti, I just hope that he looks like he has command, even if he gets hit hard. Look like you have command and then you're actually hitting your spot because he hasn't yet. And for Lance, look like you can get out here and pitch five. Like, I think that's the bare minimum for me when it comes to pitches
and innings, and I don't know about five. You get five innings out of Lance McCullers, that's a win for the weekend because all of a sudden it helps your bullpen a little bit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the barrier, the bar that I'm looking at for him. Just look like we can have you out here in the rotation because if not, you're not even a starter anymore, right? Like, you are an opener if you're giving me three. You feel me?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And maybe we're going to start seeing some of that sort of impromptu or maybe planned, you know, piggybacking because of pitch counts and such and getting some guys out there, you know, to kind of bridge the gap until you get some of your better pitchers at the back end.
Would you be okay with the piggyback of with Lance McCullers as piggyback?
Yes. Before you even finish your question, absolutely yes.
You feel confident enough in him handling those three, though. That's the thing is he'll give you three, but has he looked like, oh, these are really good three, and then it falls off. That's not really been what we've seen from him.
Yeah, no, I don't know what my confidence level is. It's hope more than anything, just because, you know, the whole blister thing, and that it's a long layoff, and now he's got to come back and have the control because he's a junk pitcher and all that stuff, and you got to be able to hit your spots. It's asking a lot, but you get three or four out of him, I would be happy, especially, you know, if they don't give up a lot of runs.
Okay, so that's I think, the big potential revelatory portion of this. There's two more spaces that I'm thinking of, and I'm wondering if there's any other ones that I'm missing in this. One of those is, welcome to another relief pitcher on this team. It is Craig Kimbrell, 37-year-old. He last played with, I believe, the Phillies. He was last an All-Star, rather, with the Phillies in 2023. I think he pitched for Atlanta earlier this season.
Yes, I was trying to place it,
He only had one outing. So he's been on the street. You bring him in, a right-handed reliever who, I mean, I felt like he was last really good in 2021. However, I completely missed the 23 season where he was an All-Star.
And he didn't finish strong either.
So no, he didn't. That probably didn't help, to be fair. So with that being the case, he returns. What are you hoping for or expecting out of him?
I think the whole thing with Craig Kimbrell is just change your expectation, change your thought process on what he is. Don't expect him to be, you know, some semblance of a back-end bullpen guy. I want him to come in the sixth inning, you know, fifth inning, whatever it is.
Oh.
You know, whatever it may be. Just get two, three outs, whatever it might
take.
But
he's not long reliever, though. Like, I don't know the fifth.
For an inning, you know, for a short amount of time.
Okay.
You know, come in and get a couple outs. If you change the way you think of Craig Kimbrell, he might be fine. Now, he might be washed. You know, he could well be washed as well. But find out. I mean, this is a team. If any team needs to find out, it's this one.
And I have to apologize to you, Lopez, because I'm actually failing you on the stats. I realize I ain't even looked at Craig Kimbrell's baseball savant, right, where you get some of an idea of what he has looked like in some of his circumstances. And one of the things that you can look at that I'm sure the Astros did when they decided to bring him in last year in 2024, while, you know, there's a lot of rates that were not very good for him on these advanced metrics, whiff rate and strikeout rate were very high, including and also his extension. And those are things that Astros, I imagine their pitching staff looks at, or pitching, you know, support staff looks at and goes, we can work with that.
Yeah.
So hopefully if they get out here and they operate in a way that where they help him with his pitch selection, as it seems they do very well, I think you can maybe get, you know, ring out a pitcher who you're not looking for somebody who's going to help you over 162 games.
Right.
This is 40 or so games in the remainder of the regular season. And then whatever you have in the postseason, can you get him to being productive for you, as you mentioned, in a somewhat lower leverage situation? I think there's some viability of something. And I'd be interested, if you start off hot, then I'm really excited. And the one that I think that you have the opportunity, somebody said start him. I imagine that Darren doesn't have a very high expectation of the other three that we have going for the Astros right now. All right, but then the final one that I think is an area of looking at that should be revelatory for the Astros this weekend. Yordan Alvarez. Had a fantastic first two rehab games. First was on Tuesday. That was the 2-for-4 with a walk. Then yesterday, 3-for-3, had a couple of doubles. He's looked really good. Mm-hmm. He's looked really good. Now this is Double A, where you expect somebody who is one of the best hitters in the majors to go down to the doubles and terrorize them folks. I don't know what the plan is for him to reach the majors. If we have our druthers, we see him this weekend.
Do you expect to see him? I do.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to do the thing where the team being on the East Coast in Baltimore, they're just going to wait till the team rejoins him in Houston on Monday, and then we're off to the races. However, again, I think we both, if we had our druthers, send him out there and let him drop in, especially with the way that he is beating up on these Double A guys, and maybe you just continue to let him do that. But I think you ride that confidence, drop him in, and see if he can help get your offense popping even more so.
So let me ask you this. Jose Altuve has been struggling a little bit lately, but I don't think anybody's going to be too crazy about that. We just like to see it happen sooner rather than later.
Agreed.
Right? Okay. Jeremy Pena, I think we'll feel pretty good about him. Like to see him get going as well. Everybody was slumping, when they were getting shut out 4 out of 5.
Well, when you're shut out, that's inherently.
Everybody was slumping.
Nobody's doing what you need.
But you feel like you're going to get something out of him. Carlos Correa. Really, the only one that didn't really slump even during the shutouts.
Correct.
So you're going to get something out of him.
That might be a mea culpa I have to look at here in a second.
Which
too.
Leads to Cam Smith. And that's the one that, of the guys that because I said it was kind of an unorthodox, not the usual suspects sort of win yesterday. You want the usual suspects to step up, and that would give you a lot more confidence just the rest of the way. I think we're good. We'll be good on, unless something crazy happens, Altuve, Correa, and Jeremy Pena. And we'll see about Yordan. You got to figure something out in the outfield. Cam Smith, obviously, they're shorthanded. There's still no Jake Myers, and so Trammell is out now for a little bit.
Yeah,
you got to get something out of Cam Smith.
Well, I mean, you did notice yesterday.
What's that?
Who was in right field? It was Jesús Sánchez.
Oh yes,
there was no Cam Smith in this game where you saw the offense come back. And I do wonder if that, if. You get a little bit more of that. Give him some more rest as, we've both kind of hypothesized that some fatigue is factoring in here in addition to maybe some confidence. I will be watching that space as this continues to roll on, as how he continues to react.
Because
he has had a rough go of it over the last little bit. Damn near the last 2 months have been really poor numbers-wise, especially without any real power-wise either. So that's what we're looking forward to this weekend. The remainder of the 4-game set, the Astros already got game 1 of it. So hopefully they get back to winning series this weekend. And it'll be on the backs of, at least starting-wise, Lance McCullers Jr., Christian Javier, and Spencer Arrighetti. That starts tonight with LMJ going first. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we get to what's coming up next, U of H, baby, if you want to see Willie Fritz's team push this thing forward starting this season, then you want to be the caller number 10 right now. 713-572-4610. A 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston take on SFA as they get their 2025 campaign going. Could be yours. Just be caller number 10 right now. 713-572-4610. And Lopez, there's some teams in college where that first season with the coach can be viewed as year zero.
Mm-hmm.
That felt like last year for U of H.
Everything was changing.
This is the year, man. Especially with your man Connor Wegman at the helm.
Yeah.
I think that this could be something really fun.
He's a good kid. Kind of got injured too much. Good spot right here.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Yeah. So, caller number 10. Go ahead and get those tickets and go see Connor Wegman and the rest of the University of Houston Cougars get their season started. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's return to the Houston Texans. Texas top receiving tandem is supposedly no better than 16th best in the league. Do they not have a true tandem? Let's talk about this receiving core for the Texans. We'll do it next.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.